Top of Daf, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, three lines down from the top of the Amud, Itmar. We're now going to discuss what's called Siruf Machshavos. It means that you have different Machshavos Psul, Shalol Izmano, Shalol Bimkomo, Chutz Izmano, Chutz Bimkomo. And the dinim that we know so far in the background to this sugya are the following. Number one, that a machsheves chutzes mano or chutzim komo only passes the karbon if he's choshev about a kezayis. He's going to eat a kezayis chutzes mano, which is often called lemochar. He's going to eat a kezayis basar outside of the azara. Number two, if he has a machshav and a chatzi zayis, for example, a machshav of chutzes mano, and on an additional chatzi zayis, he has a machshov of chutzim komo, we can be mitzaref the two chatzi zaysim to create a psul in the karbon, but there's no chiv kares insofar as the chatzi zayis that we needed to integrate here was from a chutzim komo. Chutzim komo is mafkia any possibility of pigul and kares. We also know that if he has a machshava on a kezayis chutzus mano and a full kezayis chutzum komo, then it doesn't become pigul, except for Rabbi Yehuda's shita of tfos lashon rishon. It's only posel, it's not pigul. However, if the machshava chutzus mano was on a kezayis and the chutzus limkomo was only on a chatzi zayis, then in that case, even the chachom would agree that the carbon is pigul. And now we'll get into some of the details. The Itmar, the presentation here from the Amoraim is as follows. Chatzi zayis chutzus mano, chatzi zayis chutzum komo, chatzi zayis chutzus mano. He had three machshavos in mind. The first was chutzus mano, the last was chutzus mano. In the middle, wedged in between, was a machshavo chutzum komo. Each one of these machshavos was on a chatzi zayis. And the Gemara is going to address the following issue. Can we be mitzarev the first machshava of chutzus mano and the last machshava of chutzus mano to create a full zayis and therefore generate a status of pigul on the karbon? Meaning, do we assume that since there was in the middle between the first machshava and the last machshava, wedged in between was a machshava and a chatzi zayis chutzum komo, that machshava links up with the first machshava, the opening machshava of a chatzi zayis chutzus mano, to be mashlim this shear of zayis, and therefore it establishes for once and for all that the carbon is posel? Or, alternatively, can we skip over the chatzi zayis? The chatzi zayis chutzum komo that was wedged in the middle was necessary, was relevant, until he had the second machshava on chutzus mano, which is the third of his series of machshavos. Now, we can simply skip over, we could completely ignore and circumvent the middle machshava of chatzi zayis chutzum komo, and as it were, integrating the first chatzi zayis of chutzus mano with the last chatzi zayis chutzus mano to create pigul. And here we have a machlokus, Omar Rava. Rava is the first opinion. He expresses this opinion by quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, Vayikatz ki yoshen. He woke up from sleep, and he applies this to pigul, meaning that when the first chatzi zayis of chutz lizmano was hanging in the air, so to speak, it was in a sleep mode, we would call it today, because a chatzi zayis is not enough to complete a meaningful, valid meleches machsheves psul. Now it wakes up from sleep because it attaches itself to the last machshav that he had, another chatzi zayis chutzus mano, and it generates a pigul. So basically, Rava is machadish that although in the middle stage we had a psul in the karbon, insofar as we had a tziruf combining the chatzi zayis chutzus mano with the chatzi zayis chutzum komo, and those two together join forces to create a psul, but that psul is not irreversible. it doesn't remain forever and ever carbon possible. The Chatzi Zayis Chutzum Komo is not mafkia the possibility of Pigul if only we can get another Machshava of a Chatzi Zayis on Chutzum Mano. And since this middle stage in which there was a Machshava of Chutzum Komo is not mafkia the psul of Pigul, now the way is clear, the path is cleared, to be mitzarif the opening machshav of chutzum zmano on a half a size with the last machshav of chutzum zmano on a half a size, and we link them together, and we generate a psul of pigul. Bottom line is that according to Rava, what we have here in this case is pigul. Rav Hemnuna disagrees, Omar, eruv machshav ashavi. We have to integrate not only the Chatzi Zayis of Chutzum Zmano, but also the Chatzi Zayis of Chutzum Komo. When you integrate those two, we generate a psul in the carbon, and that psul is final. And it's not it's not like the first machshav of Chatzi Zayis Chutzum Zmano is in a sleep mode, but rather the carbon was nikba, was set up as a carbon psul. Now, it's interesting that Omar Rav Amino Amina Law, that Rav stretches his arm out to a Mishnah in Taros, the Din of Tumah in Taros, in Masechta Taros, Perek Alf, Mishnah Hey, in order to prove and establish his point. Now, let's just mention a few basics as an introduction to this Mishnah in Taros. Number one, we have what's called an Avatuma, let's say a Sheretz. Or, for example, if a person came in contact with the dead is aviyah vosatuma, the person himself, the live person, becomes an avatuma. And an avatuma that comes in contact with ochel, with food stuff, makes the food into a rishon latuma, such that that rishon latuma can transfer its tuma, if it comes in contact with ochel, to and create a sheni lituma. The principle, however, is that ein ochel metami achirim el kshiyesh ba ochel hametami shir kibetza. Any amount of food can receive tuma, but only a shir of kibetza can transfer tuma. Okay, that's just a little bit of background. Now the Mishnah says the following. If you have a shear of kibetza, of ochel, and therefore it now has, as a result of its contact with a sheretz or an odom that was a rishon l'tuma, now it become, if this ochel, which is kibetza, comes in contact with an avatuma, either a sheretz or an adam who's an avatuma, because he had contact with avia vosa tuma, then it receives tuma. And that's the opening three words here in this Mishnah. Kibetza, ochel, rishon. Now, in this case, he had other ochel, more ochel, that was also kibetza, but it was a sheni lituma. That means it came in contact with a rishon lituma, and it became a sheni lituma. Now, the Mishnah says, shebolalon ze baze, if there was a tarovus, a mixture of this rishon lituma of a kibetza with the sheni lituma, then that tarovus, since it has a definite kibetza of rishon in it, is a rishon. Because included in this tarovus, we have a rishon. And if that be the case, when this tarovus comes in contact with another ochel, the other ochel becomes a sheni lituma. However, chilkom, if let's say this tarovus got split in half into two parts, two equal parts for argument's sake, which means that there's probably a half a beitza, of tumas rishon with a half a beitza of tumas sheni in each part of the in each chelik. So then, the Mishnah says, ze sheni, it becomes a sheni lituma. Each segment is a sheni lituma. So now what happens if we combine these two halves and bring back the original state as it existed when the two kibbutzes were combined in one tarovis, when we said it was a rishon latum. So the Mishnah says that hachazar ve'irvam rishon havi, that although before you combine and connect the two halves together to reinstate what it was originally, and therefore at this particular moment each chelek, each segment only has a half a beitza of a rishon in it and a half a beitza of a sheni in it, in which case it would only be metame like a sheni, but now that he integrated the two halves and he formed the original whole as it existed, is chazav ve'irvam rishon havi, it gets reinstated to its original darg of tuma, which is that of a rishon. And what Rav is trying to construct here is an analogy, because we wanted to know when the first half of zayis with a machsheves chutzuzmano is connected with the half a zayis of chutzim koma, at that point it became a carbon puzzle. Can we go back to the original state by adding, we call it machshava number three, of machshava on a chatzi zayis chutzuzmano? Says Rava, that's the same exact case here, where you had originally a rishon litoma, but because of the mixture, after they split the mixture in half, you left with a sheni lituma, but if you mix them again, combine them again, it goes back to its original state. And that's what's happening in the case of a machsheves chutz lizmano at the end of this train on a half a zayis. Now, if you take a look quickly at Tosfos Divrei Maskil Ha, Tema, he says, my inyan zeitzel zeh, the analogy makes no sense. Gabi karbon, kisha omar, chatzi zayis, chutzim komo. And he has a chatzi zayis, chutzim zmano, together with a chatzi zayis, chutzim komo, they mitztarif. And kvar nifsala karbon, the karbon is posel. V'eino chosev and ase pigel. You cannot transfer the status of the karbon posel and make it into a pigel. Avo, but in the case of chatzi beitza rishon, v'chatzi beitza sheni shenis arvu denasa sheni. Here, it's not that sheni is a new state of tuma, but rather what we're saying is that we don't know whether or not in this mixture we have einatam lefishin is batel chatzi beitza rishon el bishum dien lo koach letamos bifrei atzmo. Hilkok shemitzaref imo, it's not that the half a beitzah's worth of rishon lutuma has become null and void in this tarovis. It's just that right now we don't have a complete, you know, integral entity that has in it the status of a rishon. But now it's in suspension. We haven't changed in any way the status, transformed the status of the chatzi beitzah of rishon. It's basically still a rishon. We don't know where it is, and we assume we only have half a beitza at this point in each segment. But the status of rishon is still there, inherent in the chatzi beitza. If only it would be connected with another chatzi beitza. That's not like the case where after the second machshava we have two machshavos, one of chutzim koma, chutzim zmano, that combine, integrate, and establish a psul in the karbon. So that remains an unanswered question. The analogy of Rava, at the best that we can give it, is loose. You know, it's like a loose wire. It's not tight. In any event, Rava now goes through the reasoning, the logic of his proof. He says, how do I derive the conclusion that if you integrate the original, if you integrate the two halves and you get back to the original state where there was a full kibbutz and another full kibbutz, one of a rishon lutuma, the other a sheni lutuma, together in the taroves, then in such a case, even though it was separated before and there was no koach to be metame as a rishon, but now it regains its koach as a rishon. And I see this clearly, says Rava, from the Sefer, that Mishnah, Midiktoni Sefer, Nofal Zebiatzmo, Vizebiatzmo al Kikar Shel Truma. If the original chelek, which is has a rishon, now falls on top of a kikar of truma. And then liachar, after shenistalik, nafal le'achelek sheni. So what happened was, we separated this taruvas into two segments, and each segment subsequently, bazecher zeh, was placed on top of the kikar, psalua. The halacha is that a sheni lituma pasels truma. So at this point, since the contact between the rishon, between the tuma and the truma was at the level of a sheni lituma, right? Because again, if we put each segment of a tarovis that we split, so each one has a half a beitz of this, half beitz of that, onto the truma, that passels the truma. Because again, we're going to treat each half as a sheni l'truma, but a sheni is passeling truma. Now, here we have to know that, in order to introduce the next line, is that there's a difference between two concepts that sound similar, posel and metame. In other words, what we're talking about here in the case of a sheni, if it comes in contact with truma, it passels the truma. It's not metame the truma. However, the Mishnah goes on to say that naflu shneim ka'achas, if both halves now, each of which has a half a kibetza of rishon in it, they link together, they join together, and now they're placed on top of the truma, then asa'o shnia, which means then we're metame the kikar, and the kikar becomes a sheni l'tuma, meaning now we treat the two halves that were placed simultaneously, the two halves of a mixture, two mixtures and half of tuma of rishon and tuma of sheni, and now we put them together on the kikar, then we consider as if the rishon was metami the sheni. So until now, when we're dealing with a sheni that's come in contact with the truma, that's in the case of bazecher zeh, then we're talking about psul truma. We're not talking about tumas truma. In the case of a psul, the truma cannot be eaten because it came in contact with tuma, but it doesn't have an inherent status of tame to be metame others. But on the other hand, if we say there's a metame here, that means as a result of the contact between a dovar tame and the truma became truma tmeya, then it could be metame another object that came, another foodstuff that came in contact with it. If that be the case, we can differentiate between truma shenagaba sheni lituma and truma shenagaba rishon lituma. In the case of truma shenagaba sheni lituma, the truma becomes truma psula. In the case of truma shenagaba rishon lituma, the truma itself becomes a rishon, becomes a dover tummy that could be metami achirim. Now again, we have to know that if the rishon came in contact with the truma and it's metame the truma, that truma becomes a sheni. In truma there's a special din of a reveal truma, so it's possible that even you can make a sheni could make a shlishi, and even a shlishi could make a reveal. But the truth is that in truma, we have halacha of ad shlishi. In chulin, you have halacha up to a sheni. A sheni can't be metame a shlishi. In the case of truma, the truma could be metame even up to shlishi, but not revi. So again, be that as it may, we're going back to the scoreboard here of Rava. And Rava's telling us that it's clear in the Mishnah that when you rejoin together these two halves, each of which has a half a kezias of, a half a kebetza of a rishon in it, then the two halves of a beitza of rishon now integrate together, and all of a sudden we change the law of the truma because we're changing the law of the tuma. The truma now instead of just being truma psula that cannot transmit its truma to another, through negia to something else, we now have a truma tmea. Why? Because as long as he places these two halves separately, independently, bazecher zeh, then each half of this mixture is defined and given the status of a shady lutuma, which could possibly truma, but not be matami truma. If, on the other hand, you place onto the truma both halves, and then for sure you know that the truma has now received, or shall we say, has had contact with a rishon lutuma of the size of a kibetza, and now the status changes back to what it was before Rishon L'tumah, now that's going to be Mitami the Truma. So Rav Humnuna, who is the one who held Eruv Machshavas Havi, that once there was a Tziruf between the first Chatzi Zayis and the second Chatzi Zayis, the first one, shall we say, Chutzis Mano, the second one, Chutzim Komo, the car became Puzzle, and that's irreversible, it cannot be upgraded to the level of Pigul. So if Hamnuna now has to deflect the raya from the Mishnah in Taras, and he's going to say there's no raya from there to Pigul, because Hasam Ika Shi'ura, Hachaleka Shi'ura. There, in the case of Tuma, there was a Shir Sholem from the get-go. If you remember, we started with a Kibetza of Rishon, of Ochel Rishon. Then we went to stage two, where we split that kibetza in half, but now we're putting the kibetza back together again. Two halves of a betza form a kibetza, as it were, in its original status, in its original state. But here, in the case of Pigul, there was never a shear from the beginning until you added the chatzi zayis of chutzlim komo. And once you add the chatzi zayis chutzim komo, you generate a psul in the carbon that's irreversible, and therefore you cannot attach, or shall we say, clone onto this carbon tome the status of pigul. So once again, Rav Hamnuna rejects the raya, the analogy of Rava, because in the case of the Mishnah and Trumas, we're talking about reinstating the original state of being, which was a full zayis of a rishon. Masha Einkein here in our discussion about chatzi zayis chutzim komo, chatzi zayis chutzim mano, there was never originally from the get-go a status of pigul. And now Rav Hamnuna asks himself, Mina, immediately, how can I prove my point? Where is the source that once a chatzi zayis of Chutz's mano is mitztayf with the chatzi zayis of chutzim koma becomes posel, and you can never take the chatzi zayis of pigul and link it up with of chutzim koma and link it up with another chutzim koma, because it's already been established as a carbon posel by virtue of the half a zayis of chutzim koma. This non, because I learned in the same Mishnah in Taros that Rava quoted, but now we're going to focus on a different part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Ha'ochel shenitma bi'av hatuma, which means that as a result of the fact that there was contact between an av hatuma, like a sheretz, and the ochel, it becomes a rishon l'tuma. The shenitma bivlad hatuma, if it became Tomei from a Rishon Lutum, and it became a Sheni Lutum, so this is basically the case where you have two Ochlin in front of you. You've got a Chatzi Kibetza of a Rishon Lutum, you got a Chatzi Kibetza of a Sheni Lutum, and the Mishnah says, Mitztarfim Ze Im Ze L'Shiur Kibetza L'tame V'kal Shebineim, which means to give it a din of Sheni L'tuma. Says Rav Hamnuna, my love, doesn't it make the following sense in the Kavanas Adin that afal gav de ahader malye, even if subsequently he was mashlim this taruves, and he added another chatzi kibetza of a michael that was rishon l'tuma, even though now he has a full kibetza's worth of a rishon l'tuma, it's not metame as a rishon, but rather as a sheni. Why? Because half a betza of the rishon that was there originally was mitztarif with a half of kibetza of a sheni l'tuma to make up a shir shalem of a kizayis, and therefore the koach of tuma of a tumas rishon on the first kibetza of a rishon l'tuma, that koach is batel. Why is it batel? He says, "Mikevan shemi olam lo hayu bashir sholem lifnei shenis arva." Right. What do we start with? We started with a chatzi beitza of a rishon and a chatzi beitza of a sheni. We said they were mitztarif zemzet to create a sheni, and even if afterwards you would be mashlim this taruvas and add to this taruvas another chatzi beitza, it still remains a sheni. The Mishnah doesn't say that, well, you can upgrade it to that of a rishon if you add another chatzi kibetza's worth of a rishon. No. We're not going to say that. Even if you add another chatzi zayis into this taruvas of a rishon, it remains in the status of a sheni, because the original chatzi beitza of a rishon that was there from the beginning was mitztarif for the chatzi beitz of a sheni, and in that mixture the power, the tumah power of a rishon is completely null and void. Again, I want to reiterate a point which is an answer to a question here that we've already made in the past, and that is, how can it be possible, you'll ask, that you began with a chatzi beitza of a rishon l'tuma because it came in contact with an avatuma, if it's got a chatzi beitza shear, there's no shear of kibetza, how can it become tome? The answer is that the shear of kibetza is only as far as transmitting tuma, but not as far as becoming tome. And therefore this chatzi beitza that came in contact with a rishon l'tuma became a rishon l'tuma, even though it's a chatzi kibetza. No problem with that. The Gemara deflects the raya of Rav Hemnuna, Dilma Delo Hadar Malye. Maybe we can interpret that the Mishnah, when it says that it's within this Tarovus, there's a Tuma Kala Shebeshneim, which means it's only Tome, Tumas Sheni Lutuma, that's only when they did not add another kibetza worth of the Rishon. If they added another kibetza's worth of a Rishon, then Enochinami, we could set up a tziruf of Rishon to Rishon. No, Enochinami, if you would add to this Tarovas more of a Rishon, it would be mitzvah for the original Rishon, and that would reflect the Shita of Rava. The Gemara now presents three Shitos in the Amoraim with regard to Tziruf Machshavos, which is our topic for today, Tziruf Machshavos. Ki Osa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Omar, he said the following. If a person had a machshava, if a kohen had a machshava to eat chatzi zayis chutzlim komo, and then he thought to eat a chatzi zayis chutzlim zmano, and then again he had a third machshava of chatzi zayis chutzlim zmano, according to the tradition of Rav Dimi, Tony Bar Kapora, said in his Mishnah, he was also an author of Mishnayis, that the karma becomes pigul. In other words, that the two last machshavos, so he had one, two, and three, he had a first machshava of chutz umkomo, and then a machshava of chutz lizmano, now there's a third machshava of chutz lizmano, so the last two were chutz lizmanos. In such a case, you could be mitzaref the two machshavas because they're smuchos zu zu. It was A, B, B. In other words, you started with chutz l'mkomo, but then you had a chutz l'zmano twice with two half a zesim. Those two integrate to form one machshava that generates a psul of pigul. And we're not going to say that when he got to the first half his eyes of chutz l'zmano, it was already mitzurif with the original A, the original chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo that came before it, and that will not be separable, and you have a carbon puzzle without pigul. That we're not going to say. But we're going to say that there's halacha of smichus, that since the last two chatzi zesim, Bozeach or Zeh, had a machshava of chutz l'zmano, they can join together, integrate to form one whole integral machshava on a zayis shalem of chutz l'zmano, and therefore the carbon is pigul. In other words, don't say that once the first half of zayis of chutz l'mkomo was mitzarif for the first half of zayis of chutz l'zmano, that becomes a connection that shuv lo yiparid zeh mizeh, you can't separate the two, and it always remains possible. But rather, what we're going to say is that me'achas shebesach hakol yeshkan kezayis shel chutz l'zmano. At the end of the day, we do have a full kezayis with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, even though there's also a machshav of chatzi zayis chutz l'mkomo. Nevertheless, the carbon is pogum. I'm saying it's pigul. Why? Because ein chatzi zayis Moel b'makom kizayis. The chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo is not powerful, it doesn't register against the power of a full kizayis worth of chutz l'zmano. Because at the end of the day, what we have here after three half a zesim is we have one full zayis of chutz l'zmano, a half a zayis of chutz l'mkomo. The one half of chutz l'mkomo doesn't shed a light, doesn't hold a candle to the full zayis that is established by the tziruf of chutz l'zmano, and therefore it's pigul. And the chatzi zayis of chutz l'zmano cannot be motzi midei pigul. It doesn't have that power. It doesn't have that authority. Ki os, so that's the first shita. The shita that Rabbi Ovin brings, Rabbi Dimix brings peace. Now we have Rav Ovin, Ki Asa Ravin, he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Omar. He says, that's not the tradition that we have of Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora holds that if you started with a Chatzi Zayis Shal Makomo, Chutz Mkomo, and then you went to a Chatzi Zayis of Chutz L'zmano, we already integrate at that moment in time the Chatzi Zayis of Chutz L'zmano with the Chatzi Zayis of Chutz Mkomo. And that generates a psul in the carbon, but there's no possibility of generating pigul. Shuv eino chose v'niyar. However, he says, if a person had a machshava, the kohen had a machshava, chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano, v'chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano, v'chatzi zayis chutz l'mkomo, is in that case toni bar kapora pigul. Because even before the Machsheves Chutz l'mkomo arrived on the scene, there already was a full kizayis worth through this tziruf of Machsheves Chutz l'zmano. V'ein chatzi zayis moel b'makom kizayis. And we cannot undermine the status of pigul that was generated by the tziruf for the two chatzi zesim of chutz l'zmano. We cannot undermine that because he had a machshava on a half a zayis of chutz l'mkomo. Ein chatzi zayis shel chutz l'mkomo moel b'makom kizayis shel zman levatlo. Let's now take a moment to compare and contrast Rav Dimi with Ravin. According to Rav Dimi, when you had the last two machshavas on a half azayis of chutz l'zmano smuchim zu l'zu, we can be mitzarif them. Ravina says no. Ravina says that if you started with a chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo and you went on to a chatzi zayis of zman of chutz l'zmano, then we already were mitzarif them to generate a psul karbon, and there's no possibility after that moment in time to convert the the carbon puzzle into Pigel. However, if he started with a Chatzi Zayis Chutzuzmano, and then he continued with a Chatzi Zayis Chutzuzmano, that already generates Pigel such that when he has a third Machshava of Chatzi Zayis Chutzuzmano, that Machshava cannot be Mafkir Midei Pigel. And that Shita of Ravin seems to be what I would say is the simple Pshat, meaning, you know, it's upgrade. In other words, we don't have to even talk about this case. For sure, if he starts with two Chatzi Zesim, of Chutzis Mano, they're certainly Mitztaref to generate a Pigel, and that status of the carbonous Pigel cannot be undermined. Even though afterwards there was a machshav of Chatzi Zayis for Chutzim Koma. The Chiddush here, on the other hand, is that of Rav Dimi, the first Shita, because he suggests that even though you have wedged in the middle, not at the end of the stream, but in the middle of the stream, you have a Chatzi Zayis Chutzim Koma, which at that moment is Mitztaref, with the Chatzi Zayis Chutzim Mano to create a Psul Karba. Nevertheless, if we can see it as only a temporary passing state, and if and when the Kohen now is a third Machshav and another Chatzi Zayis of Chutzis Mano, then Eino Chinami, now you can generate the Shem Pigel with the Iser Koris. Then the Gemara quotes a third sheet to that of Rav Ashi, Masni Hochi. He had a different version of Bar Kapora. These are all different versions of Bar Kapora. That if a person had a machshava of Chatzi Zayis Chutzis Mano, and then a machshava on a kizayis, and he wanted to eat half of the kizayis Chutzim Komo, half of the kizayis Chutz Lizmano, is Tony Bar Kapora Pigul. Ein Chatzi Zayis Moel B'mokum Kizayis. The Chiddush here of Rav Ashi's transmission is that even though he had a Chatzi Zayis Chutzis Mano and he had a full Kizayis of Chetzel Limkomo, Chetzel Lizmano, so you and I would have said that since the original first Machshav of Chatzi Zayis Chutzis Mano cannot generate Pigel, the second Machshava, which had half Limkomo and half Chutzis Mano, that Machshava itself would not in any way, shape, or form be able to generate Pigel. Comes along Rav Ashi, says, no. Although in the second Nefila you had a mixture of Chatzi Zayis Chutzim Kov with Chatzi Zayis Chutzis Mano, nevertheless, the total volume of ochel here that was chutz lizmano is a full kizayis worth, whereas on the other end of the spectrum we have a chutzim koma that can account for only up to a chatzi zayis. So then we apply the principle of ein chatzi zayis moil b'makom kizayis, and the carbon is pigel. We want to point out that there's a striking similarity between Rav Ashi and Rav that we learned earlier on this Amud. Rav was of the opinion that even if wedged between the first Chatzi Zayis and the third Chatzi Zayis was a Chutzim Komo, nevertheless we mitzarev the two Chatzi Zayisim of Zman. But Rav Ashi is talking about an additional issue, another dimension, and that he's addressing with a Chiddush. And this was not addressed at all by Rava, that even though he had a machshava on Zman and Mokom B'dibur Echad, he was mitzarif them together, and he made a declaration of Chetzio Chutzim Koma v'Chetzio Chutzim Zmano, and therefore in that case you would certainly assume that once the Tziruf was there, that machshava per se would create a psul in the carbon that would protect it from being pigel. Comes along Rav Ashi and he says, no, this will be pigel, and I don't view the second machshava as one entity, but rather I look at it as a taroves. And within the context of a taroves, we have one kezayis against the half a zayis, because we're going to be mitzarif the original machshava, the first machshava of chatzi zayis chutzis mano, with half of the machshava of chetzio chutzis mano. And chetzio l'mkobo, we'll take the half of the chetzio chetzis mano, and we'll attach to the chetzi zayis of chutzis mano that we began with, so that not only are we saying that there's no absolute kvius of chutz l'mokom here, and so far as the chatzi zayis of mekomo links up with the chatzi zayis bizmano, but we're basically saying that let's look at this taruvus. That's the chiddush of Ravashi. And in this taruvus, again, it's not a physical taruvus, but in terms of the machshavos, we have a chatzi zayis here of chutz l'mano, a chatzi zayis here of chutz l'mano, and in this mixture, that's enough to create a full-fledged machsheves pigul of a full kezayis, despite the fact that in this quote-unquote mixture, there's also a chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo that could have already initially linked up with the chatzi zayis at the beginning of chutz l'mano. But that's not so. Says Ravashi, we're going to look at the taroves, and we're going to say there's a kezayis that is chutz Lizmano, there's a chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo. The chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo doesn't register in the light of the full zayis of chutz l'mano, and therefore the karbon is pigul. And as we said before, there's a machlokas here between Rav Dimi and Ravin. Rav Dimi is willing to say that even though you started with a chatzi zayis chutz l'mkomo, you could still generate pigul when you link up the two chatzi zayisim of chutz l'mano that are smuchim zolazu. Ravin, on the other hand, would say that if you started with a chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo, then the very moment that that links up with a chatzi zayis chutz l'mano, it becomes a carbon puzzle, and therefore there's no chozer veneer. And that is clearly against Rava. But moreover, if you had a chatzi zayis chutzis mano and a chatzi zayis chutzis mano, and that's how you started with those two machshavas, then you mitzarif those two machshavas, that establishes pigul, and that's irreversible. It never, with the third machshava, chutzim koma, it never can be nekar midei pigul, once the chalo shem pigul is chal on the carbon. So although Ravin is not willing to accept the situation where you began with a machshav of chutz of a chatzi zayis, but nevertheless he will accept the principle of being mitzaref two machshavos of chutz uzmano in the case where he began the process with machshava number one chatzi zayis chutz l'mkomo, machshava number two chatzi zayis chutz l'mkomo. And then we have Rav Ashi Shita, that in the case of a chatzi zayis mixing up with a full zayis, half of which is chutz l'zmano, that's going to generate pigul. Now the Gemara takes on a new topic, slightly new topic, and that's machsheves achila li'achar zman. What constitutes achila? Obviously, if he says that I or somebody else will eat the basar, chutz l'zmano l'machar, that's clear cut. But Rav Yani has another question. Chishev she'achlu klovim l'machar. The chutz l'zmano is not for achilas adam. He singled out and reserved this kezayis worth of basar for the consumption of a kelev. He's feeding his dog tomorrow, which means the achar zman. Says Rav Yani, gavaldig achilish pigul. It becomes pigul. It's not achilas adam, it's achilas kelev, but that's enough to be considered an achila. And therefore, his machsheves pigul sheyachlu klovim lemachar generates a shame pigul. And now Rav Yani quotes a pasuk from which he derives this halach of achilas klovim. Dechsiv a pasuk malachim beis v'es izevel yochlu aklovim bechelik Yisrael. This is the divine prophecy predicting that that Izevel will be nebuch eaten up by the klovim. But in any event, the point is that it says achila with regard to klovim. So this nevuas puronius, as we call it, that will come about for a zevel because of a great sin of killing the neviim, indicates that the achil of a kelev is called achil in Tanakh. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos, and that's a small Tosfos towards the bottom of the page, the esi zevel yochlu aklovim. In other words, why does Rav Yani have to stretch his arm out to Tanakh, to Malachim? Why not just simply say that all you need is a Dover Aroy L'Achila, and that itself is called an Ochel. Kol Tvuas Olechol, and it's referring to the eating of Tvua of the animals. So it's called Achila. What do you gain by deriving this from the Pasuk of Izevel? And Tosis offers the following answer. Whether or not the word achil, the concept achil, applies to animals would really depend upon what kind of achil you're dealing with. You're dealing with vegetation, or you're dealing with basar, with real protein meat. One could have argued, if we only had the pasuk of tia kol tvuas olechol, tvuah, that's considered achil for behema, but not basar. And for that, we needed this pasuk by Izemel, where the pasuk says, "Yochlu aklovim." We're talking about eating basar. So therefore, the machshava of chutz lizmano for achilas klovim is considered davar aroy lechol, because the consumption of the klovim is considered consumption on basar. But I can only know that, says Rabbi Ani, from the pasuk by Izemel. Maskif lorav ami elameyata. If you're telling me, let's look through the Torah and see what's called achila, and that's going to impact on our definition, the scope of machshavas pigul, then chishev shetochleu ha'esh lemachar, would that also be considered pigul? He has in mind that not the esh on the mizbeach, but some other esh will consume his carb on the machar, so that's a chutzuz mano. Is that also to be considered achila because the fire eats, it consumes? And the answer is the chsiv, it says in the pasuk in Iyov, tochleu esh lo nupach. The entire parasha of the Sefer Iyov describes the punishment ultimately for the Rishoyim. And when it says tochlu esh lo nupach, lo nupach, excuse me, tochleu esh lo nupach, it's telling me that something that's eaten by the fire, it's consumed by the fire, and in this context we mean esh shel gehenom, is eino tzricha nipuach. This pasuk in Iyov is describing the ultimate punishment for the Rishoyim. Lo nupach means the esh of Gehenim doesn't need nipuach. You don't have to blow on it and fan the flames. In any event, clearly it says achilu with regard to esh. So hachinami the pigul. Maybe you'll say and argue that if he has a machshava that the basar will be thrown onto a fire tomorrow, that would be a machshavas chutzes mano, because the fire consumes, and that's also called achilu, no less than achilas klovim, which according to Rav Yani generates pigul by virtue of the fact that the Poskim Malachim in Izevel calls the achil of a klov machila. Here too it's called achila, tochleu esh. And again, you wonder why the Gemara needs to quote this pasuk in Iyov. Are there no other psukim to quote that achila can refer to burning? Like for example, in Vayikra Yud, it says, V'yim achol ye achel. And the Gemara earlier on Daf Chav Ches derived from this b'shtei achilas akos medaber, achilas adam, achilas mizbeach, and nevertheless it's called achila, achilas mizbeach on the esh. You also have a pasuk of Vayikra Vav with regard to the Achilas Eish on the Ola, the Karban Ola. And there are probably many other examples in the Parsha Nezikin. You know, the Eish, which is one of the four of us, the Zikin is an Achila. And Tosus raises this question here, Dibra Masal Dechsiv. And he says that the Gemara would rather prove from the Eish of Hedjot. Again, I don't know. Tosus now is assuming that Achila you only find with regard to Eish in this Pasuk in Eov as an Eish al Hedjot. Right, now, Rav Ami says, if you'll argue, Enochinami, this would be Pigel. Vahatnan, we have a Mishnah back on Chof Tesamid Beis that if he has Machshav of Lechol Kechatzi Zayis Basel Haktir, Chatzi Zayis of Emurim. Kosher, but why is that kosher? So the Mishnah explains that you're not mitzarif these two achilos. He had a machshava on achilos bosi, he had a machshava on aktoris imurim. One is called achilos adam, the other is achilos mizbeach. Ein achilav aktor mitzarifin. So you see that even if you're talking about the aktora, the eish on the mizbeach, for the Imurim, that's not mitztarif with the Achilas Adam, even though you're telling me, and we've proven it, that it's called Achila. It must be that you cannot compare one Achila to the other. And just because they're both called Achilos, that doesn't mean they're equal, and that they could be mitztarif two Chatzi Shias together. And therefore, in the case of Achilas Klavim, even though it's called Achila, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's included in the parasha of Pigel of Im Hey Ochel Ye Ochel Bibsar Zevach Shlom Bayom HaShlishi. So Rav Yanai now comes back to defend himself. And why does he quote this raya from the fact that the Tanakh calls Achilas Klov Machila, that therefore it is Mitztarif? He says the following, that what you found in the case of the Mishnah, where his machshav was chatzi zayis for achilas adam, chatzi zayis for aktorim mizbeach, and it's not mitztarif. I afke b'loshan achila, depends what statement, what declaration the Kohen made. If he said about the chatzi zayis of aktora, quote, achila, in other words, sheyochal hamizbeish hamizbeach lemochar chatzi zayis, then enochinami, it would be mitztarif to the chatzi zayis of a machsheves achilas adam, because he was motzi mipiv, the way he formulated it, it was in the language of achila. But hachamay askinon, our mission that you quote, is talking about a case of the afki beloshen aktora. And he said that my machshava is that a chatzi zayis will be subject to aktora lemachar. That's not mitztarif, because then he's defining the burning on the Mizbech, not as an Achila, but rather as Aktora. Loshen Achila L'chud, Loshen Aktora L'chud. And those, the Mishnah say, are not Mitztarfos Yachad. But if he calls it an Achila, and he's referring to the Haktora Gabi Mizbech, he calls it an Achila. Or, in the case of Achilas Kelev, he calls it Achila. In those cases, Enochinami, it's a bona fide Achila. The Machshav of Chutzuzmano is an Achila, and therefore it would generate Pigel. So again, according to the final maskon of this sugya, the way Rav Yanai defends himself at least, if a person would say, Sheyochal Machar Li'esh HaMizbeach Kizayis Basar, or Sheyachil Machar La'esh HaMizbeach, is then it would be Pigel. There's no Chisaron of Lahaktir, and it's not called Dovashain Darko Lahaktir, because that's what we do. We're Maktir on the Mizbeach. Boy Rav Ashi, Chishev Lechol Kizayis Bishnei Bnei Adam Mahu. What if his machshava was that one person would eat half a Zayis Chutzuzmano, and another person would eat the other half of a Kizayis Chutzuzmano? Mahu, do we have a tziruf here to create a psul of Pigel? Bosa machshava zlinon. Shall we look at the machshava dika shiura? He has a full shear of a kezias between the two ochlim. O basar ochlin azlinon. We look at the ochlim And here, Lekashira, each ochel is only going to eat a half a zayas. No one's going to be makayim a full achila of a kezayas. So Abai wants to determine the final conclusion on this suffek of Rav Ashi. Yom Rabbi Toshma, let's take a look at our Mishnah. Back on Chavtes Amid Beis, the Mishnah is talking about a machshava lechol chatzi zayas ulahatir chatzi zayas Bosor is ein achila v'aktora mitztarfin. And why aren't they mitztarfin? Because the achila and aktora are two separate entities. And now we're turning to Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Ha lechol. If he would say that there should be a chatzi zayis that's subject to achila, referring to achilas adam, and then od he says lechol dumya. De lechol ulahaktir. If we had a similar situation of lechol v'lechol, that would be similar to lechol ulahaktir v'hechidomi b'shnei b'nei adam, then it would be mitztarif, and it would form one shear, and it would generate a din of pigol. Shmami no, that's a perfect proof, according to Abaye, to answer the question of Rav Ashi. Again, we're saying that because the achilos were different in quality, because one was achilos adam, the other was achilos mizbech. We're not giving mitzarif the two chatzis shears from achilat haktora, but we would be mitzarif in a two directional way the chatzis zayis. So it was two people. In other words, two people is certainly no less radical than Achilles Odom and Aktoris Mizbeach, if we look at the Mizbeach as a person, so to speak. And nevertheless, in that case, apparently it would be Mitzvah. If it's only in the case of a qualitative difference in the nature of the Achila, from Achilles Odom to Achilles Aktoris Mizbeach, that's what breaks up the Tziruf. Boy, Rava has another suffix. And he says, Chishev lechol kizayis b'yeser mikdei achilas pras mahu. What happens if his machshava at the time of the shechita was to eat a kizayis basa chutzus mano? And again, we're not really dealing with the issue of pigul, so we could even ask the question about chutzum komo. But it won't be eaten within a short period of time, which is called achilas pras. Usually with mitzarev, different small particles of achila to make a full shear of kezayis, if all these achilas took place within a very short period of time, called tokei de achilas pras. So therefore, achilas gavah medabinan lei, or achilas hejot medabinan lei. So let's take the second side, which is a little bit easier for us. Achilas hejot, meaning that if, and because we have a universal principle that we're only mitzarif achilos if they were tokei de achilas pras, that's an achilos hejot. The same logic should apply here in the machshavas chutzis mano on two achilos, or on one achila that's called a kezayis, but it's piecemeal, and he's going to eat it over the course of a yoser mikdei achilas pras period of time, or achilas gavah midamin lei. Shall we compare it to a machshava lahakdir, a murim of chutzis mano? That's called achilas gavoa. With regard to machsheves haktora, there's a pigul, even if he were to think that in his machsheva that his kezayis that's going to be burnt is going to be burnt over a slow period of time, meaning with regard to haktora, it's not necessarily so that Dr. Simurim only goes so fast. You know, snap your finger and you have already within Tokei de Achilas Pras a Sreifa Aktora. So there is no requirement of Tokei de Achilas Pras with regard to Achilas Gavoa. And again, if you remember, we had a Hekesh between the Machshava of Achilas Gavoa and the Achilas Adam. And that's if you use a Lashon Achila. The Pasuk also in Vayikra says, Ha'achal ye'achal. And the Ha'achal ye'achal double language is Echad Achilas Adam, Echad Achilas Mizbeach, which means that whether or not he has a Machshava in Chutzis Mano of an Achilas Adam, or he has a Machshava in Chutzis Mano of an Achilas Mizbeach, meaning Lahakdir, they both generate pigul. So we already see that there's an equation here that the Torah is making between the Achilas Mizbeach and the Achilas Adam, which is called here Achilas Gavoa. And therefore, maybe we could drop the requirement, says Rava, of Toch Kidei Achilas Pras, in a Machshava HaPoseles. Now, before we see Abai's answer to this question, let's just point out that we had already earlier the case of Chishev Al Achilas Shnei Bnei Adam, and each one of these two people are eating less than a kezayis, and it is pigul. That was the final conclusion. Shnei Bnei Adam is mitztarev. And l'chora, that should be no worse, or shall we say, it's a lot worse than Achilas Adam of Yeser Mikhtay Achilas Pras. They're two different people. Why does Gemara think that here in the case of one person, you need Tokede Achilas Pras? That's a pella. In any event, getting back to Abaye, Omer Abaye Toshma, let's go back to our Mishnah, back on Chavtesa Midbeis. If a person has a machshava lechol kechatzi zayis, ulahatir kechatzi zayis, kosher she'en achila v'aktor mitztarfin. So the achila and the aktor, two separate achilas, qualitatively different than that, joined together to form a kezayis. Time of the reason why ain't mitzvahin is because he had a machshava lechol ulahaktir. Ho lechol vilechol. If it would be two achilos, which in this case, in this context, as Abai would be achilas less than kezayis with the achilas pas mitztarif, for aktora be yosem mitzvah achilas prasu. So we see clearly that if he had a machshava to eat a chatzi zayis, and then to eat another chatzi zayis, that would be similar, if they weren't dissimilar, like the case of elechol lahaktir, then there would be mitztarev. And therefore, it makes sense that if we're integrating achilas adam with achilas mizbeach of haktars mizbeach, if there would be a dimyon between the two. Again, the Mishnah says that there's no dimyon between achila and haktar to be mitzarif, but otherwise, the machshava of haktara, amanas lahakta, would generate pigul, and even if we mitzarif it with the machshava's achilas adam, it should theoretically generate pigul, although again, we have the problem of lechol lahakta, that the two things. But Aktora biyosim k'dei achilas pras, so Aktora has no requirement of k'dei achilas pras. Then, when it says lechol, okay, let's just get the pasuk here. Chel yeochel. So if it would have been lechol v'lechol, then we would be mitztarif the two, and if we had a situation of lechol v'lechol, that would be dumya de lechol lahaktir. Like, for example, if he eats the kezayis in a longer period of time of k'dei achilas pras, it would be a machsheves pigul. And the Gemara rejects it and says, Dilma, perhaps the haktor in the Mishnah is behesek gadol. Maybe he burns a very intense fire on the mizbech. Because we've been assuming that the almanas lahaktir chutzuzmano means there'll be a slow process of aktora, which is outside the framework, beyond the framework of tokedei achilas pras. Maybe we're talking about a case of an eish gedola b'mizbeach, and what he throws onto the eish de'emurim will be burnt immediately, and that would be considered lechol v'lechol. And it would be a machsheves pigul, but there's no proof here that Yosef et Achilles Pras is considered a machsheves pigul. Now, in the Mishnah, it says lechol kechatzi zayis, ulahaktir kechatzi zayis, kosher, which means that we're not mitzarif achila and haktorah. So the Gemara is medayik. Taima, the reason why these two machshavos are not mitztarfos, and the carbon is kosher, is because he had a machshava lechol lahaktir. Right? He has a machshava of eating basar, and he had a machshava of haktor seimurim. Vachil vaktorah are two separate entities, qualitatively different, and they're not mitztarif. They don't link together. Ha! But let's say, In a case where he had a machshava to eat a chatzizayis boson, to be makter chatzizayis a murim, he had a machshava lechol, in this case chatzizayis boson, and chatzizayis a murim, lechol dovashen darko lechol, then it would be mitztaref. Now, what's the basis for this diuk regarding a dover she'ein darko lechol? So if you're talking about a murim, which are muktar malgabi mizbeach, they're not really omed l'achila. So if we're willing to establish that when he had a machshava to eat a chatzizayis of boson, to be makter chatzizayis of a murim on the mizbeach, that's case number one, which is not mitzvah. But let's substitute that for a case of lechol chatzizayis bosom, lechol chatzizayis emurim. Then would that be a dover she'ein darko lechol, and yet it's mitztaref? What we're doing now in this diuk is we are substituting for lechol chatzizayis bosom, lehakter chatzizayis emurim. Instead, he had a machshava of lechol chatzizayis bosar, v'lechol chatzizayis emurim, and emurim again is considered a dover she'ein darko lechol, eino omid lachila, that would be mitztaref, that would generate a psul of pigul. And that's difficult, because haktani v'resha, we have in the resha that with regard to psul machshava, it's only lechol is darko, eshe darko lechol, and that means that eshe darko lechol in she'ein darko lechol lo. So why would it be pigul if you want to be mitzaref a chatzizayis of a murim, of achilas chatzizayis of a murim? A murim is something that's ein darko lechol. So Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, and we're going to see Abai's answer in a second, but Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer is, Om Mani, this sefer is Rabbi Eliezer. He the Omer Mechashvin Meachilas Adam Lachilas Mizbech Meachilas Mizbech Lachilas Adam. In other words, even this is a Machshava Poseles. Disnan, we have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah doesn't mention Rabbi Eliezer, but it's a Mishnah later on in Lamed Hey. And this Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Is Hashochet es Hazevach. Okay, first we have the Tanakama. And he says, Almanas Lechol. And we're talking about Leachar Zmano. Dover Shein Darko Lechol. Or Lahaktir. Dover Shein Darko Lahaktir. Like Bosar. Is Kosher. In other words, there's no such thing as Machshava Poseles. Unless the Dover Roy Rabbi Lezer Posel. And he holds that even if you have a Machshava for a Dover Shein Roy Lechol, nevertheless the Machshava Poseles. And therefore our mission in the Sefer reflects the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, if you would have a machshava to eat the emurim chutz lizmano, that also would qualify as a machshava posel, as a machshava spigul. But Abai offers a second answer. Afilu tema, you could say that even the sefer of the Mishnah reflects the Rabbanon against Rabbi Eliezer. And you need, in order for a machshava to be posel, a dover roy. A dover roy lechol. Is lo tema, don't be medayik from the lashon of our sefer in the Mishnah. As you were medayik before, that only if he wants to eat the chatzizayis boson to be maktir the chatzizayis of a murim, then it's kosher. Ha lechol v'lechol. If he wants to eat a chatzizayis of boson and eat a chatzizayis of murim, is dover shein darko lechol. And yet it would still be possible. No, that's not how you read the Mishnah. Ela Ema, only in the case of Lechol Chatzizayis Bos Lahakter Chatzizayis Emurim Itz Kosher Ha. Lechol V'Lechol Dover Shedarko Lechol. If his Machshava was to eat a half a Zayis of Bosar, and to eat another half a Zayis of something that's Darko Lechol, which means Bosar, is even though he had a Machshava L'Chatzoyin, nevertheless, it's possible. Now the Gemara asks a kasha on Abaye. Maiko Mashmalon. According to your interpretation, Abai, the Mishnah really has no chiddush in this sefer. Because e dover shedako lechol kamash. But if you're telling me that you mitzarev something that's edible, that's normally eaten, and you're just telling me that even though he had a machshava to eat chatzis ice, and then he had another machshava to eat chatzis ice, it's mitzarev. That we know already from the reisha kamash malon. Because the reisha already teaches me that if he had a machshava kechatzis ice bachutz or kechatzis ice lemachar posel. Implying that if he had a machshava to eat a chatzis ice lemocher and another machshava to eat a chatzis ice lemocher, it would be pigul. So you see clearly from the ratio that two machshavas bezuach erzu are mitztarfos, with the exception of the case of bachutz and lemocher. I'm sorry, it's chatzis ice. Bachutz, which is chutz l'mkomo, chatzis ayis l'mochra, the Mishnah says chutz l'zmano, then it's posel, meaning it's not pigul. But if he had a chatzis ayis l'mochra and another chatzis ayis l'mochra, it would be pigul. So we see that machshavas ha l'chatzono mitztarfin. But rather, if not for the halacha that we're medayik from, im lo nishne dover zeh l'shem diuk el nitzach legufo, to teach me that if he had a machshava lechol chatzis ayis basel lahaktir chatzis ayis imurim, the carbon is kosher because there's no tziruf, is miduka deresha shmamina. Already we know this from the diuk of the resha, that the Reisha said ein machshava poseles unless it was an ochel of dover shedako lechol, and that means dover shedako lechol in dover she'ein darko lechol lo. There's no psulim of machshava poseles in ein darko lechol, and we could derive from that if he had a machshava of chatzi zayis basar and chatzi zayis emurim, they would not be mitztarev. Is hashta uma lechol v'lechol dover shein darko lechol lo mitztarev. If it was a machshava of eating a chatzis ayis basa and eating a chatzis ayis of a murim, which is called a dover shein darko lechol, would not be mitztarev. Is lechol ulahaktir mi boy? If his machshava was to eat a chatzis ayis and be maktir a chatzis ayis, how much more so would we certainly assume that it's not mitztarev? In other words, if you're comparing two achilos, one is darko lechol, one is ein darko lechol, there's more of a similarity there than the case of lechol lahaktir, and yet it's not mitztarev in the case of ein darko lechol, even though that's an elchel, an amais achil that he's talking about. Then for sure we know that if it's lechol lahaktir, it would certainly not be mitztarev. And the reason is because now the shoni, the distance, is even greater than the case of lechol bosom and lechol emurim. So in other words, that which the Mishnah established, that achil and aktar are not mitztarfin, it's really unnecessary. We could derive that from the fact that two achilos are not mitztarfos if one of them is a dover shein darko lechol. So the Gemara is trying to prove that we must assume that this Tana, in order to be medayek, the way the Gemara wanted to be medayek before, that if he's choshev, if he has a machshava lechol basav lechol emurim, it would be mitztarev. So the Gemara answers no. Lechol ulahaktir itztrich. There was a need, a pressing need for the Mishnah to mention the case of a machshava lechol chatzis ayis basav lahaktir chatzis ayis emurim, and to teach us that that's not a tziruf, and we cannot derive that conclusion from lechol basar ve'emurim. And the answer is the salka, meaning basar and basar, that's not roi lachila. The salka daitcha, I mean, I would have thought hasam, in the case of basar and emurim, there it's not mitzvah mishun delav ki urche komachashiv. That's a machshava shalok kedarach, because who would eat What kind of machshava is that? That's a machshava that's shalom kederach machshava. That's not a machshava at all. And therefore, it's not mitzvah for the machshavas achilus chatzizayis of basar. But a halacha here in the case of chatzizayis basar naktoras chatzizayis emurim dahab tibahai kiurche bahai kiurche. Just like we eat basar, we also makter emurim. So everything is here as kedarko ema mitzvah. Maybe in such a case we could be mitzvah komashmal, and that's what the Mishnah wants to teach us. Hajon alecha perek. Kol hazvachim shekibu domam, and Bli Neder, tomorrow we'll learn the first Mishnah in the third parak.